to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We are constantly surrounded by sounds. RPI's clinical professor of arts, Pauline Oliveros, tells us why we should be tuning them in instead of out.
Deep listening is a practice I created and continue to research, develop, and teach through the Deep Listening Institute. Deep listening is experiencing heightened awareness of sound, silence, and sounding. The key word is experiencing. For a participant in deep listening, the only requirement is willingness to explore attention to sound, silence, and sounding. Hearing and listening are not the same. Our ears take in sound, transduce the waveforms into electrical impulses that are sent to the audio cortex. Listening takes place when these impulses are received, associated with memories in the brain and body, and interpreted. We can shut down listening, even though the ear and its function never shuts down. There are two forms of attention, focal and global, or exclusive and inclusive. Ordinarily, we constrict global attention while using focal attention for concentration on specifics. We limit listening to what we think is important to us or what takes our attention from moment to moment. For deep listening, global attention is continually expanded so that all sound possible to perceive, remember, or imagine is included. Global attention is diffuse and open, and focal attention is one-pointed to gather detail. With conscious integration of the two forms of attention, deep listening attempts to engage with a continually enlarging aural potential in order to gain greater knowledge of oneself and the world.
That was RPI's Pauline Oliveros. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs.